This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. In the U.S., California Republican Congressman Kevin McCarthy has fulfilled his longtime goal of becoming Speaker of the House, but it wasn't an easy win. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It took 4 long days and 15 rounds of balloting for Kevin McCarthy to hear these words well after midnight Saturday.
The Honorable Kevin McCarthy of the state of California, having received a majority of the votes cast, is duly elected Speaker of the House of Representatives.
As the Sergeant at Arms introduced the new Speaker-elect.
That was easy, huh? I never thought we'd get up here.
Late Friday, the House was about to adjourn, and then McCarthy and Florida Republican Matt Gaetz struck a deal that cleared the way for McCarthy's win on the 15th vote. The dramatic delay in electing a speaker has prevented the House from doing its work in its first week of the session. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Before being sworn in as Speaker, Representative McCarthy said he would create a new bipartisan committee to deal with China.
As for the Chinese Communist Party, we will create a bipartisan select committee on China to investigate how to bring back the hundreds of thousands of jobs that went to China, and then we will win this economic competition.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday attended an Orthodox Church Christmas service by himself inside a Kremlin cathedral rather than joining other worshipers in a public celebration, Reuters reported, citing Russian media. This is VOA News. Mali's junta leader has pardoned 49 Ivorian soldiers arrested in July and accused of conspiring against the Malian government. The presidency said in a statement, the soldiers' arrest sparked a diplomatic dispute between Mali and neighboring Ivory Coast and widespread condemnation from regional leaders against a country already at odds with the international community. The United States will provide more than $3.7 billion in military assistance to Ukraine and countries affected by the Russian invasion of its neighbor, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced. Blinken said in a statement that Washington will provide Ukraine with Bradley infantry fighting vehicles, self-propelled howitzers, armored personnel carriers, surface-to-air missiles, ammunition, and other items. And VOA's Tommy McNeil with the latest on U.S.-Israeli relations.
Netanyahu's right-wing government is just days old, but its most controversial member has already upset U.S. diplomats. In a bid to forestall more unpleasantness, U.S. President Joe Biden is planning to send National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan to Israel in mid-January. That may be followed by other high-level trips to Israel, including by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Their message, don't cozy up with Russia, don't upset the delicate Middle East security balance, and don't make life more difficult for the Palestinians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has given awards to several of the people who defended his 2020 win in the U.S. presidential election as the nation marked the anniversary of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol building. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
President Biden marked the second anniversary of the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol on Friday with an award ceremony honoring law enforcement officers who defended the building, as well as lawmakers and civil servants who resisted pressure to overturn the 2020 election results. Biden gave 12 honorees the Presidential Citizens Medal, the nation's second highest civilian award. He called them patriots who have performed exemplary deeds in the service of this nation. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak Saturday meets leaders of England's health service as it faces one of its toughest ever winters as flu and COVID-19 spread amid strike action by frontline staff who say high inflation has eroded their salaries. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.